This is Ted Kennedy. How does Bob Dole spell courage? It's probably Dick Houser of the Kansas City Royals. In a moment, we'll face off. Bob, it was an emotional roller coaster for baseball fans last week when Dick Houser returned as manager of the Kansas City Royals for a few days at the start of spring training, then bowed out because his recovery from brain cancer was not complete. I'm for the Red Sox, Bob, but you don't have to be a Royals fan to root for Dick Houser. He's a class person and one of the game's great managers. He proved it in 1985 when he led the Royals to victory in the World Series. Last July, after the All-Star game, cancer was diagnosed, and two operations later, his career seemed over at 49. But Dick Houser is a profile in courage. He challenged the odds and battled his way back. He almost made it for opening day. The country is rooting for him, Bob. He'll always be a winner.
Ted, you just hit a home run. When you talk about winners, you're talking about Dick Houser. I remember the Capitol Hill reception I hosted for the world champion Royals after they beat the Cardinals in 1985. Dick was on top of the world and had every reason to be proud, especially after the critics said he couldn't win the big one. But I've never met a more gracious and humble champion. He was the definition of class, a real pro in every way. That hasn't changed, even after Dick was diagnosed as having cancer last year. His courage, faith, and determination has captured America's heart and given new inspiration to every American battling adversity. We were all touched by Dick's appearance at spring training this year. He said he would make it, and he did. Ted, Dick Houser's already in my Hall of Fame. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy will make news tomorrow by agreeing with me, Howard Baker's the right man at the right time for the White House. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.